assignment today is actually much simpler than it has been in the last couple of lessons. You're just going to get clear on what it means to have an empowering relationship, what it means to have a disempowering relationship, and who are the people in those camps. And then as you're looking at the people in the disempowering relationships camp, how many of them are disempowering for a season or a reason, or how many of them are chronically disempowering? As you're looking at those three different camps of people, empowering, disempowering for a season or a reason, and chronically disempowering, you then need to make a decision about which relationship, if you could shift it, would give you the most cause for celebration over the next 12 months. What's the one relationship that's really gonna put things over the line for you in a positive way? Spend some time thinking about that, and that's gonna help you hone in on action steps that you can take over the next 12 months. And we'll talk more about action steps as we get to the end of the program, but for now, let's hone in on that overarching goal of who's the relationship that you would most like to see a shift in and that you're most willing to take action on to see a shift in, because this isn't a magical wand kind of a thing. This is something that you're going to have to actively do to see a shift in the next 12 months.